And the next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Susie Merchant. The Spartans are coming off a 21-12 season in 2016-17, advancing to the NCAA tournament for the 13th time in the past 15 years. They bring back four starters, including honorable mention All-Big Ten selections Brandy Agee, Taryn McCutcheon, and Taya Reimer. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with an opening statement that will open it up for questions from the media?
Sure. Good morning. Appreciate you having us. Just excited. I think everybody, you know, all the coaches would get on here and, you know, all undefeated, right? So everybody's pretty happy right now. But just, you know, really looking forward to this team and what we have coming back. I think we've got tremendous chemistry. We've got some new faces that add a lot to our program and our team. And at the same time, a really nice group of veterans that are coming back with four starters. So we're excited about that and looking forward to the challenges ahead. And no, we have a tough schedule with UConn and Notre Dame and people like that on our schedule. So it'll be a tough non-conference to challenge us to get ready for the Big Ten.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC.
Hey, Susie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to ask you about Brandis Agee for a second. She's a redshirt senior, a local kid. What can she bring to this team?
Well,
what has
I think,
she brought
you
to
know,
this team?
Yeah, you know, she's obviously a pretty athletic kid that has spent a lot of time working on her skill set, too, you know. So I think the thing Brandy brings, besides the obvious of experience, I think is her, she's a big, long, athletic guard that is a triple threat scorer. You know, she can get to the rim, she can hit a pull-up, and those are probably the two things she does extremely well. But over the course of her 6 years now at Michigan State, she's really, really spent a lot of time working on that three-point shot, and she's become one of our better three-point shooters here. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to her development this year, to kind of her stepping forward. I think, you know, when you look at the last couple years, you know, Ariel kind of, I wouldn't say overshadowed, but a little bit overshadowed Tori. Then Tori got the opportunity, and now I feel like it's Brandy's turn to sort of like pass the torch a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to maybe go into talk about Claire Hendrickson, a freshman on your team. What's it going to be? How's it like mentoring her and getting into that guard and maybe being, maybe going to Brandon Agee for a second, and like all the guards, the point guards at Michigan State have been? How have you helped her to be get up to that level?
You're talking about Claire?
Yes.
Claire? Yeah, she blew her ACL the first day of practice, so she's actually just had surgery. And you know, now I guess mentoring her is just to keep her chin up and her head up, so she actually won't be on the floor for us this season.
All right, Susie, thank you very much, and good luck this season.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach Merchant. I wanted to ask you about the talent level and the growth of girls basketball in Michigan, because obviously nobody knows that state better than you do. How has that developed, or has it, and how has that fueled your program and maybe the Big Ten in terms of the talent that comes out of the state, or is that something you feel like is still developing to be stronger?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. That's an interesting question. I think there's a lot of talent in the state of Michigan. There's no question about that. I think, you know, when the auto industry crashed a little bit, things changed for us here in our state, just in terms of, you know, just schools staying open and things like that. So I think that's been, it's more been an economical thing. You know, people need jobs, you know, and Saginaw, Flint, Detroit have been, we're built, Michigan has been built on the auto industry. So when that had its challenges, I think that maybe adjusted a little bit of the landscape. But, you know, here at Michigan State, we take pride in keeping the best players in the state here. And I think we've had 10 missed basketballs at Michigan State since they started, you know, with that award. So I think, you know, like all of us in coaching, you got to take care of your state. I think it starts there. You know, you look at the 2005 Final Four team here at Michigan State, and four of the five starters were from our state. So there's been a lot of talent here in our in Michigan. But I would say that I think, you know, in the auto industry, kind of hit us hard, and some of the challenges there, it's affected a lot of areas in our state.
I don't know if I'll remember this right, but I believe it's, I'm not sure how long it's been where girls, they used to play basketball in Michigan in the fall, if I remember correctly. And
yep,
and that,
they sure
that
did.
Changed. I remember people saying maybe that was somewhat of a hindrance. I don't know if you felt that way or not, but did that help things whenever that change was made when they were playing in the traditional basketball season?
Well, that's a good question, but we were one of the few states that did that, you know, and I think from the other side, I mean, I kind of came up small college and mid-major, so, you know, when I was at Eastern Michigan and my first couple years here, we played in the fall. And what I would say about that is that so many Division I coaches, BCS level coaches, would come into our state and recruit our kids because they weren't in practice yet, you know. So they got to see games in September and October before we even tipped up here in the college game. So I think our state was heavily recruited for a lot of reasons, the talent level. And the second piece to that would have been the fact that it's a lot easier time to get out and leave your team in September when you can't practice. So I think a lot of our kids were recruited on a national level as well because it was just easier to get in and out of here during the season. So I think that was part of it. But I think really in the state more, you know, has been just when the auto industry crashed and the jobs kind of left our state, you know, people are forced to go where the jobs are. So, you know, that's been part of the situation, I think, more so than the change in the fall.
Thank you. I appreciate your perspective.
Yeah, sure.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Ralph Benarchik, Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Merchant. My question is about Taya Reimer. Coach, you know, she's now about 2 years removed from a torn ACL and had, you know, had such a promising start to her career, and it was big and strong. I feel like Taya, for your program, for you guys to be successful, if she can play 30, 35 minutes and tell me about where she is physically and maybe that second year off the ACL, most coaches say you can see a significant jump back to where that player was or can be physically to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Taya last year, you know, she had sat out before she transferred, and I think, you know, some of that was just kind of, I don't think she was in the best shape and the best condition she wanted to be in last year playing. So she sort of, you know, when you have to play your way into shape, that's never fun and it takes some time. So the one thing I'll say about Taya is I agree with you on the fact that I think, you know, now that she's had a year, a summer, a true off season, you know, last year all summer she was taking classes to kind of get that degree so she could be a fifth-year transfer, graduate transfer. So she was very, very busy with, like, I think she had 18 credits. So, yeah, couple that, you know, she coming off an injury, she hadn't played in a while. She just needed time for herself and time to develop, you know, her own game, get herself and her body the way she wanted it to be for the upcoming season. And she's done a tremendous job with that. I mean, I think she's in great shape. She feels really good about where she's at, and she's working really hard. And I'm excited about what she brings to this team. I think being a new kid, even though she's got a lot of experience coming from where she came from, she's still a new kid on the block. You know, the first time she's ever put on a uniform, she's maybe a little bit different than a freshman, but not far from it. You know, whole new system, a whole new style of play, a whole new group of people. So I think now she feels comfortable that this is her team and her ability to lead. She's a captain for us. So all those things, I think, are lining up, and just really proud of what she's accomplished this off season and the player she'll be this year.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.